morning, Outliers. Welcome to today's Outlier Live, where we cover the biggest headlines of the day, what the AI trading data has to say about it. Our top story of the day is there is a very controversial take on how electric vehicles are basically a direct wealth transfer from those who own gas cars. I own an EV. Thank you for your wealth. I'll take it. And Amazon is doing something absolutely crazy, but I'm here for it. As a very, very active Amazon Prime household, make it as easy as possible for me if you can. Tune in for all that and more on today's Outlier Live. Top story of the day. Electric vehicles are a direct wealth transfer from owners of gas-powered vehicles to EV owners, experts say. Now, I am in that camp, right? I have a Tesla Model Y Performance 2023 model. It is the coolest car ever. It is so much fun. And yes, I am a Tesla fanboy. I am an Elon fanboy. Get over it. You don't have to leave comments about it in every single video, but I appreciate it when you do because it helps with the YouTube algorithms. So here's the deal. Every automaker is trying to catch up with Tesla. Every single automaker out there is doing what they can to look at what Tesla is doing, copy it, and implement it into their own vehicles. That's just a fact. Now, one of the crazy things is that, in fact, let me go on my phone right here. I'm going to take a look, and it's going to tell me how much money I've saved in the course of 1 year, hitting the charge stats button. In the course of 1 year, I have saved over $2,700. Where we go? I've saved over $2,700 in fuel versus what I've paid in electricity. That's freaking sweet, right? Now, here in Texas, this is really annoying. I actually had to pay $200 extra on my vehicle registration because I didn't pay any gas tax over the last year. So I guess saving $2,700 and having to spend $200 on extra, you know, EV tax, if you want to look at it that way, is worth it because I didn't pay for any oil changes. I didn't pay for any sort of maintenance whatsoever. So I absolutely see the savings and why it can be a direct wealth transfer. In fact, one of my favorite things to talk about is a zero to full charge on my Tesla costs $8 when I plug in at home. It's like $11 at a supercharger. And a zero to 100 on my wife's Lexus SUV with a V8 is on premium gas because you can't put regular in it, is like $75, $78. So I'm saving $70 by driving my car around versus her car around for every tank of gas that we put in either one. So I can definitely see where that comes from, right? This one expert says an all or nothing EV push is one of the biggest energy policy blunders we've ever made. Well, that's interesting. Let's see what else is going on. Energy experts are warning about numerous potential issues for electric vehicles, including affordability, range, weather, infrastructure, and economic concerns, even as the government and car companies increasingly push them on Americans. This person says that American society has shifted to EVs largely because some people are just so hell-bent on making sure that this transition happens, even if that means wrecking the economy. In terms of electricity, its reliability, the grid, getting brownouts or blackouts, or economic wreckage by people who otherwise can't afford these vehicles. I'm not sure how what this person is saying goes along with this headline here, but let's keep reading. That cost is being shouldered by buyers and car companies by raising the price of gas-powered vehicles. Okay, there it is. Which is basically just a direct wealth transfer, just paying for EV subsidies that will grow over time. If we continue to get this regime in place. Let's keep going here. California is likely a really sad test case for what the rest of the country could face, where he says it currently costs about $250 an hour to service an EV. How much does it cost when you take your car to get worked on? I'm sure dealerships love to charge $250 an hour everywhere. What are you talking about? The state has made a strong push for EVs under Gavin Newsom, and by 2035, they will not be allowed to buy gas-powered cars and light trucks. Now, granted, we live in America. I really think that freedom is one of the greatest tenets of America, and taking away the freedom to choose, right? We still sell cigarettes, okay? We all know cigarettes will kill you. just outright plain as day. My grandmother died from smoking. My father-in-law died from smoking. And my kids, whenever we talk about, you know, them, they're always like, oh yeah, they died from smoking. And in fact, one day we walked by the cigar shop and you could smell the cigars outside. My kids were all interested in that. So I bought some cigars. I took them home. I let them like cut them open, see what's inside, see all the tobacco, right? Just learn, right? Learn through experience, right? So I lit one of the cigars up and I was showing it to them and it was the sweetest thing, right? They're like, Dad, no, Dad, stop. Stop what you're doing right now. You're going to die. And I'm like, good. I've taught them right. But that's the freedom we have in America is, yes, smoking will kill you, but you still can't buy the cigarettes. So taking away the ability to buy gas-powered cars in California, I don't know. That does not reek of freedom to me like a cigarette store would reek. It kind of reeks of, I don't know, communism or something like that. I don't know exactly, but yeah. We calculate that if you add in all the socialized infrastructure costs, then in particular, add in California's zero emission vehicle mandate, which adds cost to all of us because the automakers have to produce more EVs in California. They spread that cost to the whole country. Federal fuel economy regulations alone are subsidizing each EV by about $20,000. Add all this together and each EV is getting almost $50,000 in subsidies. Is that true? I don't know. Seems very alarmist. I don't know how true that is. As a result of these policies, many Californians utilities have gone up, and it's only going to continue hurting the lower middle class the most. The burden of this revolution is fundamentally a tax on the working class and on the middle class, and a lot of folks are struggling on those two worlds. I just reloaded the page. I don't even know where that was. All right, let's just go right here. There's three different levels of charging, right? There's level one, which is where you plug into the wall at your home. So I've done this. From Texas to Disney World, 20 hours, including the charging stops. So it added, I don't know, a couple, like two total hours over the course of the whole trip for charging. Two total hours for, you know, 1,000 miles. Really? Like, As a parent, I'm stopping that often anyway. So it added two total hours for the whole trip to charge. And then when we were there, we could plug into one of the outlets at the parking garage. And it was really, really slow. I'm telling you, it was like 1% an hour. It was unbearably slow. So that's level one, right? Nobody uses level one unless like you're plugging into a wall at a parking garage. Level three chargers are the most powerful, can be only found at the equivalent of a gas station, right? So filling up my Tesla with a supercharger, we didn't ever go to 100 because the way that Elon explains it, and it's the same with your phone, exactly the same as your phone. When it's empty and you plug it in, it charges a lot faster than when it's near full and you plug it in. And the way Elon describes it, it's like, look, you've got electrons going in there and it's a lot easier to shove more electrons in when the battery's empty than shove more electrons in when the batteries are full. So it does take a little bit longer, right? So I only charged it from like 10 or 15% up to 70% or so. And that was at the very longest time, 25 minutes. And by the time you get out, use a restroom, you know, grab a snack, come back. That's 15, 20 minutes right there. Then we brought a Frisbee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And throw the Frisbee around for a couple minutes and then go. It's really not like this range anxiety thing people are so worried about. And level two chargers can be installed in a home. Now, that's what I have in my home. And it charges at about 10% an hour is basically what it gets down to. But they cost $2,000 to $4,000 to install. No, that is completely false. It's like $500, right? And like I say, in the course of 1 year, I've already saved over $2,700 in fuel. So you take into account, I've saved $2,700 in fuel and I spent $200 for extra registration and I spent $500 for the wall charger. I think I'm still ahead by $2,000. And they do not cost $2,000 to $4,000 to install. This guy is absolutely crazy. I'm not even going to continue to read this story because this guy is one of those like EV haters. And I am not. I am an EV lover, if you want to put it that way. But let's do take a look at General Motors, GM. So GM is coming out recently with the Silverado. The EV Silverado is supposed to have like 400 miles of range. The Hummers, I see a few Hummers here and there, which are, they're monsters, right? I think they weigh like 9,000 pounds, legitimately 9,000 pounds. I mean, they look cool. They are big old beasts, right? Now, GM is really pushing on the EV front as well, but we did just get a sell signal on GM on April 11th. So about 2 weeks ago, we got a sell signal on GM. So if you're a GM shareholder, now may be the time to take your profits and maybe look for a new entry opportunity later on. And if we look at the performance summary here in Outlier, we can see a 90.82% gain on GM following our buy and sell signals versus buy and hold at only 22%. So Outlier seriously outperformed the buy and hold right there. Now you can get access to these signals every single day that we have right here on the chart sent directly to you. All you got to do is go to OVTLYR.com right now, see why Outliers win. Now let's take a look and see what the internet says about this, right? So that's the headline. EVs are a direct wealth transfer from owners of gas power vehicles to EVs, right? And this guy's just complaining about everything. What an informative article. It'd be nice if at least half of the information was accurate. Whoa. Okay. I wasn't the only one who was thinking that. No one is subsidizing gas power cars, only buying them. Okay. Hysteria much? Wonder if the same argument was made when the automobile was invented. This is what I've been saying, right? If you asked people 100 years ago, 2024. Let's say if you asked people 115 years ago what they wanted, they'd say, I wanted a faster horse. Nobody would be saying, I wanted a car. That's exactly what they'd be saying. And I'm sure that was the case. Wonder if any of these experts complain about high gas prices while complaining about other alternatives, right? ICE, internal combustion engines, and EVs can coexist. Nobody's forcing you to buy either, unless you live in California. my wife has this t-shirt that says, here comes Amazon, here comes Amazon, right down my driveway. And she likes to wear it at Christmas time. And I'll tell you a funny story. So where I work, I have a window right out there. And one day I looked outside and we live on a cul-de-sac, like a corner cul-de-sac. And two Amazon trucks came and met at that corner. And they started unloading. And I'm like, what is happening right now? And it was Christmas time. And I immediately took a picture and texted my wife. And I'm like, what did you buy? No, because it looked like they were unloading everything onto one and the other and bringing them into my house. But actually, there must have been a problem with one of the trucks because they were basically shuffling all the packages from one to the other. But yeah, we are huge, huge Amazon people in my household. And they are about to launch Prime Air Delivery drones to an Arizona city. Now, we've seen this in the past, them experimenting with it. The company wants to add drone deliveries to other U.S. cities this year. Now, I mean, let's be realistic here. This is crazy talk. I love the concept, but the logistics of it are nearly impossible. What if you live in an apartment, right? Let's say you live in a five-story apartment building and you live on the third floor. How is it going to like come through your window? Like just crash through your window? I don't know how that's going to work. Like my front yard for sure. My backyard for sure. No problem. What if it's a business, right? What if your business is in like one of those shopping centers or maybe an industrial park or something like that, where you've got lots of businesses around, lots of people, lots of customers coming in and out. Are you going to have like a dedicated drone delivery spot? And then once it delivers there, it's way out in the open for anybody to just come and snag. I don't know. The logistics of it don't make sense to me, but let's see if they can explain it better. Amazon will bring Prime Air Delivery drones to a new U.S. city this year. The tech giant on Monday identified West Valley portion of Phoenix as the next American city slated to get the drones and other delivery services. Amazon said it's aiming to introduce the technology to West Valley customers later in the year. It'll first require the company to get its federal or FAA and local government approvals lined up, and it's currently working on that. The drones will fly out of a site beside its Tolson same-day delivery location, which it described as first time they'll be fully integrated into its network. Amazon simultaneously revealed on Monday it will stop operating the drone facility it has in California since 2022. That city northeast of Stockton will still have access to other types of deliveries. It cited strategy to prioritize our resources to continue growing the program. Meanwhile, Amazon Air drone deliveries in College Station, Texas, will remain available with a slight set of additional places to American next year. I didn't know they were delivering College Station. That's cool. The fall of last year, Amazon also indicated it wanted to offer drone deliveries in Italy and the UK. Walmart's also working on that. And in January, increased the number of U.S. households in the DFW area with that. Wait a minute. So I live in the DFW area. Are you telling me I can get Walmart drone deliveries? I need to look into that. That sounds really freaking cool. I actually am very excited. I had no idea that was a thing. Now let's go take a look at Amazon's stock, right? Taking a look at Amazon stock here on Outlier. And if we zoom in here, we can see that we just got a buy signal. Just got a buy signal while the market is selling off. We got a buy signal on Amazon on April 10th. And, you know, maybe Wall Street's very excited about these new delivery opportunities, right? If we take a look at the performance summary here, we can see Outlier showing an 86% return, which is not too shabby at all. So if you want to get your hands on these buy and sell signals right here, be sure to head over to outlier.com. That's OVTLYR.com to see how Outliers win. Now let's take a look at the internet and see what the internet has to say about this, right? Our same-day delivery network and Prime Air drones are two innovations helping us deliver even more quickly for consumers. We're excited to bring them together. For the first time, drones will begin delivering orders from our same-day delivery site in West Valley, in the West Valley of the Phoenix Metro, giving customers access to tens of thousands of items they can get in under an hour. That sounds awesome. Right, there's a picture of it. It's still one day at Amazon. Let's see. Predict. Amazon prescription drug delivery by drone at scale will make other pharmacies old-fashioned. I could go for that. Lots of love for Phoenix. Great going. 5-3-5-4-3-2-1. But what about... Oh, geez. Not even going there. So yeah, tell me in the comments down below, are you going to be letting these drones land in your front yard or maybe even burst through your third story window in the apartment complex? I'm very curious to hear your thoughts. And be sure to click one of the two videos up above. YouTube thinks you will love to watch more of those, and I'll see you on the next episode.